Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, everybody. This is Ruta Lee, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Roberts, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. Please join us for a special program-length celebration of the life and career of Betty White. Join us for that. In the meantime, we'll close out this week's program by playing another one of our exclusive interviews at the recent Celebrity Authors Forum that took place at the Hollywood Museum. Among the celebrity authors we spoke to that day was our friend Michael Stern. Michael Stern, of the author of I Had a Ball, the story of his friendship with Lucille Ball and how Lucille Ball changed his life.
It's so nice to see you again. And yes, it's a great book, if I say so myself. It's the only book that's authorized by her kids, Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr. So that's special to me right there. And it's just my life stories, mostly about Lucille Ball, but stories about myself with Carol Burnett and Mary Tyler Moore and Betty White and Florence Henderson, who wrote the foreword 21 days before she passed away.
Wow.
So it has some great stories and backstage antics that I used to hang out at NBC Studios a lot as a kid.
And it shows a side of Lucy in particular that not too many people see, because Lucy saw something in you and she encouraged you to develop that.
She did. You know what? I knew her not as the celebrity, but as a mom. I mean, I met her as the celebrity, but I got to know her as the mom, the person who was staying at home. You know, she wasn't really working every day at that time. And so we would play backgammon all the time, or we would watch Wheel of Fortune. And I can remember her watching the TV set as like, buy vowel, it's vacuum. You know, so we would play games or watch Oprah or things like that. She was just a regular person. And I didn't realize at the time, I always knew she was a big star, but I never realized how famous she really was, because I knew her as just a regular person. And there's a new movie that's out right now called Being the Ricardos.
Being the Ricardos.
Which I've seen four times already.
Really?
Yeah, and it came out yesterday. How's that?
Is it good? Do you recommend it?
I do. I do recommend it. Nicole Kidman plays Lucy, and she really does a great job as playing Lucille Ball. She's not playing Lucy Ricardo. I mean, she plays Lucy Ricardo a little bit, but she's playing Lucille Ball from the 40s and 50s at a time when I really did not know her. I didn't know her. I wasn't born for two decades. So it's a Lucy that I never knew, but she really has her down. And if you go there just for the entertainment, you'll really enjoy the movie. It's like the backstage antics of I Love Lucy.
Michael Stern is the author of I Had a Ball, the story of his friendship with Lucille Ball and how Lucy really helped change his life and helped find his path in Hollywood. I Had a Ball, available wherever books are sold online.
Or my website. Can I mention my website?
What is your website, Mike?
Because if you don't want me to mention thelucyfan.com, I won't. So,
but that's very well done.
It's thelucyfan.com.
Thelucyfan.com. And Lucy, your experience, I never had a chance to talk to Lucy. but I've talked to a number of people who knew her well. And my understanding is your experience with her, she did that all the time. She saw, when she recognized talent, she was not afraid to nurture it.
No, absolutely. And she was really good friends with Ruta Lee.
Ruta Lee.
Here today. So, hi, Ruta. She knew how to groom these people. And if not, she would gear them into an area of entertainment. For instance, Robert Osborne. She knew that he wasn't really a good actor.
Robert Osborne, I think, was one of the Desilu players.
He was.
When
he was.
Desilu
and she suggested more writing because he loved to write. I was never a good actor, and I loved being in the studio audience, so she always geared me to like work behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things to do was being in the audience. So I've been an audience producer now for over 20 years. And I think she would be very, I know she would be very proud of me.
That's a very particular skill set, you know, working with audiences.
And I started on her show, Life with Lucy. So that's where I started. So she gave me my first job in the industry. And I'm doing it now. I've been on the Dr. Phil show for, he's been on for 20 seasons. This is my 17th season. So I'm doing something right.
You're doing something, hey, you got a good job on a good show.
Yes, absolutely. And Lucy taught me well. So I've had two great bosses in this industry, Lucille Ball and Dr. Phil.
And Michael Stern, because you are your own boss. You are the navigator of your own ship.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
TheLucyFan.com is your website?
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of celebrity photos. I love taking celebrity photos. And there's actually somebody that I want to get today here. So I'm going to be taking, after this interview, I'm going to be doing a lot of celebrity photos.
I Had a Ball by Michael Stern, available wherever books are found, as well as TheLucyFan.com. Michael Stern, thank you for spending a few minutes with us
today.
Well,
thank you very much. I'm excited that you asked me.
Michael Stern, author of I Had a Ball, from the floor of the Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum. We'll play more highlights of the Celebrity Authors Forum over the next few weeks on TV Confidential. In the meantime, the Hollywood Museum, located 1660 North Highland Avenue at Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
A reminder that Spike Jonze, Off the Record, The Man Who Murdered Music by Jordan Young, available at BearManorMedia.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Adam Sharp on Twitter and on Instagram for more on the Daytime Emmy Awards, EmmyOnline.tv. For more on Ron Bacon, RonBacon.net. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Roberts, Rapper Tony Figueroa, Dana Allenfield, Grice, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.